Lan be kan.
Yes, I'm Sachin again. I guess. Good evening. I guess Helena is not
Good evening,
available.
good evening.
Yes, I guess Helena is not available. So anyone else from the someone like Thomas, Avo, or Cedric would be available today at this moment?
Name
Anyone would be.
one from Helena, please, team.
Yeah, that would be great, great. That would be grateful from you.
Okay,
Okay,
I
I
try Mr. Postponed, please. Just a moment, please.
You're trying to? Sorry?
Mr. Song, please.
Mr. Song, please. Yeah, that would. Yeah, that would.
Just a moment, please.
Just a moment, please. Hanji. Good evening. I'm Sachin. How are you?
I'm
Hello.
good.
Yes. Nice to hear that. Yes, I'm Sachin, and recently I'm working on dental radiography. So I wanted to know if it's a good time to talk regarding the insights that I want, your valuable insights regarding the technology that we use in the panoramic systems and CBCT systems, if it's a good time.
Yes, tell me more.
Yes, I'm Sachin and I'm currently working on dental radiography. So the thing that I found through my research is the leading companies that operate in dental radiography are Carestream Dental. Apart from that, Midmark, then Actaeon, and you, I mean, Dentsply Sirona, then Vartek, and the place where I'm calling from, the leading group, as confirmed by a dentist, was PlanMaker. So I thought, being key opinion leader, it would be great if I connect with you and gain some insights about the drivers that are going to shape the future of the industry. And I wanted to learn from you what are the impact that has been due to COVID and how the trends are going to affect our industry from a manufacturer's point of view.
So what kind of questions do you have on your mind?
Yes. Thank you for letting me ask you. So first question that I want to know from you is, what are the, I mean, just a sec. So first question is, what are the current trends that are shaping the future of the dental radiography?
Actually, I'm working on the software side, so I'm not the right person
Okay. So on the software side,
comment on that.
yeah, it's okay because the research also contains the hardware and the software part. So let's say if Dentsply, one of the your competitor, it uses Sidexis 4, if I'm not wrong. So similarly, PlanMaker, you are offering the software. Let me recall it. Just a sec.
Yes, Romexis.
Promaxis. Yes. One of the leading name that is here in the locality. So, would you please elaborate the recent trend with respect to software that are going to shape the industry in the future, in the next 5 years? or 10 years according to you?
Well, maybe tool maker trends integration.
Mm-hmm.
And then the artificial intelligence.
Okay. AI.
Yes.
Okay, so how exactly is this shaping? Because most of the software that I read about were used for teeth segmentation. A lot of companies where they're using, they are collaborating. They do not have their own software products, so they are collaborating with third party like Orca.ai. So with respect to PlanMaker, so what are the new things that are going to like shape the dental radiography?
Well, I think that the AI is a third party company because it's a novelty.
Okay.
But over time they will fuse into the main products.
You mean embedding right into the panoramic systems and CBCT systems?
No, well, not necessarily the systems, but the software that delivers with the system.
Okay. And with respect to Romaxis, so what are your views? A lot of companies are going to introduce their own products, the software product, or they are going to having an alliance with the third party software vendor. What are your views like with respect to the radiography?
Well, I think it depends on the company strategy that they want to be purely equipment company. So.
Mm-hmm. Can you name a few companies? You are one of the leader who's developing their own software. Do you recall any name that are like your competitors or the companies that are going to have a major share with respect to software?
Well, if you look at the competition, then most of them don't. They have their own software.
Such as the, would you recall any name for me?
Well, Sirona has their own software.
Yes, Sirona.
Envista has something.
Envista does have.
But it's a collection of different software.
Yes, actually. Yes. The next question that I want to understand, and that's really going to help me in the research, is how has COVID-19 impacted with respect to development, with respect to availability, with respect to the cost, or some other aspect that you consider is necessary that has been shaped due to COVID?
Well, it has not really affected the software development because it is virtual anyway.
Yes, it is virtual. So it didn't even impact the timeline or turnaround time that was expected, let's say. If it was 60 days, it was.
Well, I don't think it has affected the software development in any way.
Okay, and with respect to hardware?
Well, I cannot comment on the hardware side.
Okay. So, moving on to the next question, the imaging software that I use, So, according to you, who would be the leader in the software that is used in radiography for dental application?
Dental field, PlanMaker software. That's the
Yeah,
most complete single package.
that apart from PlanMaker, because I got a lot of good reviews from the local end users. So apart from PlanMaker, who would be in the race that is following you?
Well, then Envista and Sirona.
Apart from them, like the companies that I studied or recently contacted include, so that it would be easy for you. So I have recently contacted Carestream, then Midmark, then Acteon, then Dentsply, Envista, and I'm contacting you at the time, PlanMaker, then a Korean company, Vatek, then a German company, Dur Dental. So who, according to you, are there in the race with respect to software, looking at the point from a revenue point of view?
As I said previously, Envista
Okay, and apart from them, anyone else?
and Carestream maybe, but they are going through many restructurings.
Yes, they are going through the restructuring, yes, after 2017. Yes. So is there any rough number that you have, like if I say like software is contributing, like hypothetically, if we say software is contributing 100 million, so what would be share of PlanMaker, Invista, Sirona, Carestream, and all the other software vendors? So any rough figure that you have got in your mind or that you actually know?
Well, it's very difficult to separate that from the equipment sales. And many companies are not separately pricing the software, but it is part of the X-ray platform.
Yes, I completely agree to your point, but any rough figure will do because it will really help me in understanding the actual share with respect to software. Like, if we say it's a 100 million market, what would be the contribution of PlanMaker Group?
No, I cannot say.
Okay, it's okay. And so everyone has their standalone software, I guess. The five company, four companies that we are enrolled at the moment considering in the report. Hello.
Yes, what's the question?
Yes. I'll repeat. So let's say hypothetically, it's 100 million that is contributed in revenue from software. Let's say the standalone software, then software as a service. Let's say there's a company called Orca.ai, which is helping other companies to come up with the cephalometric analysis. So what do you think would be the, there are dedicated software companies, their contribution in the market?
Yeah, I really cannot say.
Okay. And I wanted to understand, like, if a hardware is produced for, let's say, it's sold for $1,000, so what component is actually the software cost within a modality, if you know it?
I cannot comment on that either.
Okay. So, yes, you said AI is going to shape the development of all this software. So, what according to you, I mean, I'm not that tech savvy with respect to AI, ML, and deep learning. So, will you please help me? Like, would you please elaborate? Like, what are the recent developments with respect to AI that are going to help for dental radiography?
There's of course the automation and then the diagnostic.
Automation and diagnostics. So how exactly is this like used for automation?
Automation, if you, the software has become very feature rich over the years, so by automation it can become easier to use.
Does software really have any help like for reimbursement or for the insurance companies?
Not much yet, but that is an interesting topic.
I went through a company. It is like providing services for the leading companies in US. They have Medicare, that is the reimbursement. So a patient has to submit the radiograph to the Medicare. So I guess that is not the trend in Finland. So is there any
Cannot
yes,
comment
yes.
on that. Yeah.
Okay. So is there any regional trend within the Scandinavian countries like Finland, Denmark, or Sweden that are happening, but there it is lagging in the US, that is not happening in the US?
Well, the whole public sector is completely different in the Nordic countries.
Yes. One question that I had, if I invite you to like get your insights and like when I'm publishing the report to use it so that to prove that I have gone through the key opinion leaders, would you be okay with that? Because you are the leading company and that would be really helpful for me. And in exchange, I would be sharing you the gist of the report or what we call is executive summary, a small gist of the analysis that we have done on the industry. So would you be willing to consent on the recent research that I'm going through? I'll drop you a
No,
formal link.
thank you.
Okay,
But
that's
you can send me an, you can send me an email. I'll review them.
yes, let me jot down your email address. I will send you a formal email address because that is how it goes, I guess. Please share me your email address.
Yeah, so it's OSKU.
OSK
You.
U Yes, please.
Then
O S T dot
SUND.
SUND
QVIST. At planmeca.com.
Okay, let me confirm it. It is OS, O as in Oslo, S as in Sweden, K as in kangaroo, U as in Utopia, S as in Sweden, U as in U N D Q V I S T. That's right, I guess.
Yes, the last letter is yes, tangled.
Sorry, the last letter is?
P.S. Tango, so
Yes, P for
V-I-S-T,
yes.
Tango, yeah.
P for Tango. So basically, what we do is we have a platform called Insight Monks. So it gives the leading players, key opinion leaders, the people with huge insights. This platform gives them like white papers that are related to recent industrial developments and the product developments that are there. Then it's really useful for people who are working in the industry and do not get any like insights that are really helpful. So I'll just drop you a mail, and I would like to invite you on this platform so that it will be better for you. At the same time, it will be helpful for me. So I'll drop you a formal mail. Once you go through the mail and the questionnaire that is sent to you, it's like you can share the response over the mail formally. So I guess that would be really helpful for both of us, even for you and for me.
So I'll check the mail when I get it. So.
Yes, I'll definitely drop you a mail, and you can then decide whether you want to go for it, because I'm in talk with the competitors, and like two to three, I guess they would be interested in it. So guess it's an opportunity that would be really helpful for you. And if you really consent to like be a part on this research study, I'll be like providing you with the gist of the report in the form of an executive summary of the report, like what are the recent trends, what has been the impact of COVID-19, and how are the recent trends like digitalization with respect to the acceptance of software that is shaping the radiography. Apart from that, like what are the new products that are like disruptive, really disruptive for the modalities that are actually existing, like the handheld X-rays, the DC X-rays, how they are going to impact the AC modalities that have been there since 5 decades, for the past 5 decades. So I'll drop you a mail and let's see how it goes. So you are on LinkedIn, I guess. Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I'll even send you a request on LinkedIn, and I'll drop you a formal mail so that we get connected, and we can discuss about the platform, which I guess is really helpful for a lot of manufacturers out there, and even the software developers.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your valuable time. You have a nice day. Take care.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.